over 1,300 Chinese churches in North America.
上个礼拜天，我们在洛杉矶有全球祷告日的大聚集。
Last Sunday we had a big gathering in Los Angeles.
听说你们这边也跟我们一起聚集。
I heard that you also held a prayer meeting.
不止你们，全美国一共有十八个州，一共有100多间教会也都在主日一同的向天父献上祷告。
Actually, over 100 churches in 18 states, have the same prayer meeting.
虽然我们身体不能够在一起
，though we are not physically together,
但是我们能够在时间上面都用同一天一起向神祷告。
But our prayers are synchronized.
啊，在全世界也有2亿的圣徒用这天一起祷告。
Also, in the whole world, there are like 200 million people pray on the same day.
我们也希望你们明年，说不定你们可以包一辆游览车也来洛杉矶跟我们一起祷告。
Hopefully, next year you may come to Los Angeles to pray with us in one shuttle bus.
这次有三个教会包游览车到我们这个地方一起祷告。
This year, 3 churches sent shuttle bus to our church.
那我先放一段的录音给你们看。
First, I'll play a video clip.
这是在一起领圣餐的时候。
So this was the Holy Communion.
啊，这是我们的几张相片，还有一些片子。
Here are a few pictures.
这是我们举着旗子一起在为这些城市宣告。
These are flags proclaiming different cities.
如果你们过来，我们把你们的名字也加在里面，一起宣告。
If you were there, we would add your flag too.
这次我们大概有60多个教会，啊，有大概上百位的牧者，有1000人，啊，聚集在一起。
So over 60 pastors, over 1,000 believers gather together.
这是各区的牧者带领我们上台来为各样事情祷告。
So we see pastors of each region were praying on the stage.
我们非常的兴奋，两个钟头我们没有讲到，只有祷告跟赞美。
For 2 hours, we prayed continuously without sermons, just singing and praying.
这是难得的机会啊，一场聚会可以见到上百位的牧者同台。
This was a precious opportunity to see over 100 pastors on the same stage.
大家看到大家同心合意。
And we can see the unity of spirits in front of God.
好，那我们今天来，希望明年我们能够看到你们。
Hopefully we'll see you next year.
好，我们来看今天的学向耶稣福音指明。
And today I will talk about to.Be like Jesus, a people like a people of eagles.
刚才我在主日学稍微做了一些前言的介绍。
So I just did a brief introduction on the Sunday school.
为了刚才没有听到的，我稍微再讲一点点。
For those who weren't here, I just did a little briefing.
就是四福音可以用四个表象来把它表明出来。
So the four gospels can be represented by 4 symbols.
狮、牛、人、鹰、狮子、牛、人跟老鹰。
So it's like lion.
Lion, huh?
是
牛
牛
ox,
then human and eagle.
Yeah. 那每一卷书都讲出耶稣的某些方面的特性。
So every gospel tells, focus on one aspect of Jesus.
狮子讲到耶稣是君王。
So the lion, actually says that, Jesus is the king.
牛犊讲到耶稣基督是我们的救赎，是一个仆人。
Ox means, Jesus is our servant.
人是讲到耶稣基督是这个完全的人。
Man means, Jesus is, fully human.
因约翰福音讲到耶稣基督是像神那样的特性。
Well, ego, which is the Gospel of John, tells about the holiness of Jesus.
所以这个今天我们就要专门讲的约翰福音。
Today we will focus on the Gospel of John.
约翰福音我们看到很奇特的，它没有家谱。
It's curious to see that there is no account of genealogy in the book of John.
一开始就是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So it starts with at the very beginning, there was the word.
Word is with God.
The word was with God, and the word was God. He was the God in the beginning.
所以讲到耶稣基督像神一样，就是老鹰那样子，是没有家谱的，是超脱的，是从太初就有的。
So Jesus in this way is presented as an eagle without a family tree.
那所以在约翰福音里面的脚论都跟其他几卷都不相同。
That's why the book of John is distinct from other gospels.
他八个神迹也跟其他的不太相同。
Also, the eight miracles are different from other gospels.
因为老鹰是超越的。
Because an eagle is something from beyond.
神是完全超越我们的。
And God is far beyond us.
当然讲到路加福音耶稣成为人是跟我们一样的。
In the book of Luke, we see that Jesus is fully human, just like us.
但是在约翰福音，神是完全超越的。
But in the book of John, Jesus is from another world.
人跟神之间有一个非常大的一个距离的。
We see a huge difference between man and God.
人不可以变成神的。
That man by no way can become God.
所有世界上的宗教就是要把人变成神。
All the other religions in the world are making an effort to turn human into God.
你只要修炼。
If you make an effort,
或者是用什么方法。
Or by any means.
那你就会变成神了。
You can make yourself holy.
但是神告诉我们，神跟人之间是有个极大的间隔的。
But our God tells us, there is a huge gap between.
神可以救赎我们。
God can save us.
神可以给我们新的生命。
God can give us new life.
我们会跟他的形状相似，但是不是变成神。
We can be molded into his shape, but we can never become God.
我们有他的性情。
We can have his character.
我们有他的荣耀。
We may share his glory.
我们有他的各方面。
We may
但是我们不会像神。我们不会变成神。
But we will never become him.
所以感谢神，这个就是从因的这个角度，我们来认识神。
So thank God, we can know God in this way.
好，那我们今天就是来讲，在约翰福音里面，如何来学像耶稣。
So today we will see, how we can be like Jesus, from the book of John.
那我们也要顺便看看因的特性。
And also we will, we will see what are the characteristics of ego.
老鹰的飞高或者高飞来自基因。
So the ability to fly is in the DNA of ego.
曾经在洛杉矶有举办一届的奥运。
Once the Olympic Games were held in Los Angeles.
那次的奥运的开幕仪式，大家都想尽了办法要这个显出这个很特别。
The organizers made quite a huge effort to make that opening ceremony special.
所以他们就预定了有这个一只老鹰。
So, they prepared an eagle.
因为这个鹰象征美国嘛，美国有这个鹰，这个是
which is the symbol of the United States.
所以这个鹰要从这个高天这样飞飞飞飞到这个运动场的中间。
So the eagle will fly all the way to the center of the stadium.
然后那个雷射啊，这个灯光啊，全部就照在这个他的身上。
And all the lasers and lights were on that eagle.
然后他就是在这个定点这个着落。
And he will, the eagle will land on a certain point.
好像有这个美国的国旗或怎么样来表现出这个美国的伟大。
Where there the national flag of USA.
哇，这个设计是非常的好。
It was a special design.
问题是要去哪里找这只老鹰呢
？But the problem is, where can you find an eagle like this?
他们后来就找到了一只老鹰。
They eventually found one.
是在动物园里面。
In the zoo.
然后这只老鹰，他们就训练它
，and they train this eagle
啊，非常困难
，but it was very hard。
但是他们还是就是努力的训练它
，but they still train him really hard。
要飞得很准确
，to take a very
时间也不差
，and with good timing。
不能飞到别的地方去
，and he cannot land in other spots。
就一定要飞到这个地方来
，he will land precisely。
哇，这个是这个高难度的训练。
It's very demanding.
结果在奥运会的前一个礼拜
，So one week before the opening ceremony,
这个老鹰死了。
That eagle died.
我们说他是被吓死的。
We joked that that eagle was scared to death.
可能是心脏病发作。
Probably of heart attack.
压力太大了。
Hypertension.
叫老鹰飞本来是很正常的事情。
Actually, it is very natural for an eagle to fly.
降落也是正常的事情。
And to land.
但是叫一个动物园已经多少年没有飞的老鹰飞，这是多难的事情呢
？But it is very demanding to ask an eagle from a zoo who hasn't fly for years to do such thing.
他好久没有飞了。
That eagle hadn't flown for a while.
我们都有神儿女的身份。
We all have the identity as children of God.
我们像神吗
？Are we like God?
人家可以从我们身上就说：“哇，真的神的荣美在你身上吗
？”Can others see the glory of God on us?
还是我们太久没有？飞了，连飞一下可能就要心脏病发作了。
Or we are also like a retired eagle that who would have a heart attack when we take flight.
好久没有做基督徒了。
If we haven't really been a Christian for a long time.
或者只有在礼拜天做一下基督徒，做两个钟头基督徒。
Or we are only Christian for 2 hours on Sunday.
所有的基督徒都是 full time 的。
Every Christian should be full time.
你有没有问过人家说你是多久做一次基督徒啊
？Do you ask people how often are you Christian?
啊，我是 part time job， 只有两个钟头，礼拜天，啊，去那里做一下基督徒。
Are you a part time Christian?
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们不要像这只老鹰。
Let us not be like that eagle of zoo.
其实基因都在我们身上了。
Actually, that DNA we already have.
我们都可以像神一样的那样的高超卓越。
We are capable of fly that high as God.
但是我们失去了这样能力。
But we lose that ability.
所以我们就跟小鸡一样在地上啄米了。
So we're like chickens.
找一些蚯蚓吃啊。
We eat some worms.
何等可怜
！That's very
很多基督徒很可怜。
Many Christians are as pathetic as this.
我们是富翁，知道吗
You know that we're millionaires.
万王之王是我们的父亲，知道吗？
Our father is the Lord of all lords.
那我们大部分都不知道。
But most of you aren't aware of it.
在前几天才刚报上看到，黎巴嫩有一个老太太在 homeless 在路旁这个过世了。
So last week I saw the news on a newspaper and a homeless old lady to pass away on the street in Lebanon.
结果警察找到她以后，后来才发现她在银行里面有好几百万的存款。
But the police discovered later that that lady actually has millions of savings in the bank.
他为什么不会享受他的存款呢？
Why didn't she live on his saving?
他为什么整天都坐在街上呢？
Why she chose to be a homeless?
很多人是这样子吗？
Many people are like this.
我们是基督徒。
We're Christians.
我们是神的儿女。
We're children of God.
基因在神的基因在我们里面。
We have the gene of God.
但是我们活得像乞丐一样。
But we live like beggars.
人家都笑我们说，哎呀，只是那些心里软弱的人去信耶稣的了。
Many people laugh at us that only those who are weak at heart will believe in Christ.
那需要倚靠的人呢，去信耶稣的了。
Only those very dependent people will believe in God.
那没有能力的人才会去信耶稣的了。
Only those inadequate people will believe in God.
所以呢，教科书告诉我们说，宗教是人民的鸦片。
And the textbook teaches us that religion is the people's opium.
你是不是这样被人家认为呢？
Do you share the same opinion?
还是你活得很像神儿女的荣耀？
Or you live out the image of God's children?
人家看到你就说我也要来信你的神。
When others see you, they will be willing to believe in your God.
这不在乎你的外表的表现。
This is not about your outer behavior.
这是在乎你里面的生命。
This actually comes from your life inside.
圣经中有一个妇女，她生活得很苦，她叫拿尔米。
In the Bible, there was this very miserable lady whose name was Naomi.
她丈夫死了。
Her husband died.
他两个儿子也死了。
And her two sons passed away.
他就遭遇饥荒。
And there was a famine.
你说这样的人有什么好羡慕的？
So, what does she have to envy about?
但是他的媳妇路德说，你的神就是我的神。
But his, her daughter-in-law Ruth, told that your God, it would be my God.
你的国就是我的国。
Your nation is my nation.
你往哪里去，我就往哪里去。
Wherever you go, I'll go there.
哇，为什么跟着拿尔米啊？
So why does Ruth follow Naomi?
拿尔米说，我还能够再生出儿子来做你的丈夫吗？
Even Naomi tried to persuade her that, can I have more sons to marry you?
就算是我能够再结婚，再生孩子，你还能够等到他再长大吗？
Even when I have a child right away, can you wait till him grow up?
但是路德不管这些。
But it didn't matter to Ruth.
因为路德羡慕在他身上有神儿女的荣耀。
Because Ruth saw the glory of God in Naomi.
你在困难当中吗？
Are you in difficulties?
你在饥荒的里面吗？
Are you in a famine?
你在挫折的当中吗？
Are you in frustration?
仍然能够叫人看见你身上的耶稣。
But you should still let people see the image of Jesus in you.
人家要来跟随你所跟随的耶稣。
So that others want to follow the God that you follow.
这是一个发光的基督徒。
So that you are a brilliant Christian.
人家看见你说我也要信你的耶稣。
When others see you, they want to believe in your God.
你的耶稣太好了。
Because your Jesus is good.
老鹰的高飞就是这样子。
So the same is the flight of eagles.
不是因为他有其他的原因，因为他的基因就是如此。
It's just because it's determined in the gene.
我们来读这段圣经节，《生命记》第三十二章第十一节。
So let's all read this verse. It's from Deuteronomy 32:11.
老鹰的高飞是需要训练的。
Actually, to soar on high, the eagle needs training.
不只是它是基因，而且基因完了要训练。
So besides the DNA, the eagle also needs training.
就像我刚才讲的，它那个太久没飞了，训练一下就累死了。
Just like that eagle from zoo I talked about, it hadn't flown for a long time, and he was tired to death.
好，我们一起来读。又如鹰搅动巢窝，在雏鹰以上两翅三展，接取雏鹰，背在两翼之上。这段圣经讲到神好像这个母鹰啊，母鹰一样，他要叫他的训练他的小孩子学飞。
So in this verse, we see that God is like a mother eagle who trains its young to learn to fly.
你想小鹰怎么学飞的
？So how does the young eagles learn to fly?
小鹰的学飞是蛮有趣的。
So actually, it's an interesting process.
他先把它搅动窝巢。
So first, the mother eagle will stir up its nest.
本来在窝巢里面很舒服的。
Actually, it's very comfortable to stay in the nest.
我的妈妈好爱我。
My mother loves me a lot.
每天都叼虫来给我吃。
Every day she feeds me.
哇，其实不只是虫，后来去抓一些小长，我长大一点抓一些小动物来给我吃。
With not only worms but all kinds of small animals to feed me.
哇，每天都喂得很饱。
Every day I'm very satisfied.
有一天忽然把我从巢里面赶出去了。
But one day she stirs up the nest.
搅动窝巢啊，这什么意思啊
？What does it mean to stir up the nest?
那是一个在这个鹰都在高处搭窝啊。
So the eagle's nests are on high.
那天不知道母鹰为什么了，就把那个小鹰把它推到外面去了。
Just one day, for no reason, the mother eagle just pushed out her children.
啊，那个小鹰很害怕。
And the small eagles must be
really afraid. 哎呦，我妈妈很爱我，怎么今天怎么搞得发疯了
？So why the loving mother got mad today?
把我弄出去了。
And drove me out of the nest.
那是我的安全区啊。
That's my comfort zone.
神有没有搅动你的窝巢过
？Does God intervene in your comfort zone？
你们在教会里面是不是也有这个安全区
？Do you also have your comfort zone in the church？
我不知道你们是不是每次来聚会时都坐固定的位置。
I am not sure if you sit on the fixed spot.
是的，举一下手没有关系。
If you are just
差不多都是啊，很多人都是啊，那差不多坐在那一区那个地方是不是
？So many people.Or used to sit on the same spot.
有一个牧师说，请大家往前坐，请大家往前坐。
So there's this pastor who asked the congregation to come.
大家都不往前坐
，but nobody wants to.
我去有一个教会聚会。
Once I went to a church.
那个教会中间一大片都是空白，最后坐一两排。
So there's a big hollow in the center of the.
旁边坐一些人，中间就没有人坐。
And there are only a few people sitting in the back or on the sides.
我看很多教会可能也是这类似这样子。
Many people have the same.
所以那个牧师说，大家都往前坐。
So when the pastor encourages the congregation to sit in the front.
第一排还是没有人坐。
The first row is still empty.
就把第一排撤掉。
Then the pastor just removed the first row.
大家就往后又坐了一排。
And the congregation just
第二排也撤掉
，backs up，
大家又再往后坐一排。
And with the second row removed, people would just
后来干脆把全部的椅子都拿掉。
Eventually, all chairs will be removed.
我们站着聚会。
And we will have a service standing.
我们都有我们的安全区。
Everyone has his comfort zone.
不只是坐有坐的安全区。
Not only it's not only about your seat.
我们会的东西也是我们的安全区。
Also, you're comfortable with what you are capable of doing.
哎，这位姊妹，请你来领事一下。
If we ask a sister to lead worship,
哦，我不会领事啊，这领事不是我的专长。我教主日学，我教主日学。
She might refuse. This is not my specialty. I might be more interested in teaching Sunday school.
我说奉献就好了。
I might be good at collecting.
我可不可以请你祷告一下呢？
Can you pray for us?
为我们大家带领，我们大家祷告一下。
Can you lead us to pray?
哦，不，我的祷告不会。
to do the job, and he said, okay, I'd better read the scripture.
我们都有我们自己的 comfort zone.
Everyone has his comfort zone.
甚至我们也不祷告也不读经，我的 comfort zone 就是很安静。
Maybe you have a very small and quiet comfort zone without reading scripture or praying.
有一天神就搅动窝巢。
And one day God will stir up your nest.
遇见了一个大的事情。
And you come across a big incident.
我就有看过弟兄姊妹。
I have seen brothers and sisters.
好久都也不祷也不祷告也不读经了。
Who are not consistent in scripture reading and praying.
就算祷告读经的也都是很这个 gentle, 很小心的细细的祷告。
The brothers or sisters only pray in a very gentle voice.
可是遇到生命攸关的事情。
But when there comes the problem, a problem of life and death.
主啊救我啊。
He might cry out, God, save me.
绝对不会很这个尖头的说，主啊，天上的父，求你拯救我。
He would never say very gently and slowly, God, Father, please save me.
不会吧？你淹水的时候会这样救吗
？That is not very likely. When you're drowning,
不会啦，主啊，救我啊，救我啊。
You would just cry help.
我们真的要被逼到一个地步，我们才会情此迫切祷告吗？
We only be praying like this if we are pushed into such a position.
真的是有的时候我看到弟兄姊妹，哇，好迫切祷告，因为真的是逼到了尽头了。
Sometimes we see brothers and sisters praying desperately, only in a desperate spot.
神会介入你的安全区。
So God will intervene in your.
搅动窝巢。
Will stir up the nest.
他不但搅动啊。
And.Not only he will stir up the nest,
还你把你推出去了。
God also push you out of the nest.
推出去怎么办啊？这是在空中哎，不是在地上哎。
And remember, this is on the high place in the air, not on the ground.
没关系，你们对神都很有信心。
It's okay because you have faith in God.
神一定是把我推出去，然后就飞到我下面，把我接起来，是不是
？God must push me out and fly underneath me to catch me.
结果圣经上不是这样写的、啊。
But it's not what the scripture doesn't tell the same story.
圣经上怎么写呢
？So what is saying in the Bible?
再上三次，什么意思啊
？So the eagle will spread its wings.
什么叫再上三次啊？你不是往下掉了吗？然后它在你的上面这样三次。
You're already falling. You're already falling, and the ego is hovering over you.
你说重力加速度已经很快了，你还要再把我扇一扇风，掉得更快吗
？So the gravity is already strong enough. Are you still hovering above me to accelerate my fall?
你有没有发现有的时候神好像在跟你作对
？Do you sometimes feel that God is working against you?
一件难处已经够多了，就在这个难处，祸不单行啊，两件、三件都急着来啊。
So one difficulty is hard enough to deal with, but sometimes problems come in groups.
车子又坏掉了。
So your car is broken.
这个时候要去，又刚好有一个急诊，要去看病，就没办法去了。
And you have a medical emergency.
然后又有一个同这个什么朋友又刚好又来访啊
，and you have a visitor，
什么事情都挤在一起啊
，everything happens at the same time，
弄得焦头烂额啊
，and you might feel burnt out，
有没有这样情形过
？Has this happened to you？
然后你们就跟神埋怨了
，and you might complain to God，
哎呀，你是要跟我作对吗
？Are you working against？
哎呀，你不爱我吗
？You don't you love me？
你让我怎么这么倒霉啊？
So why am I so unlucky?
别人那不爱主的都好好的，我爱神就是反正这个样子啊。
Those who don't love God will just live a normal life. I love you so much, but why did this happen to me?
有没有这样情形
Have you ever felt this way?
我想很多人都有。
I think many people had this kind of experience.
想也想不通为什么他要在上面三次呢？神在那三次干什么？
It's really unreasonable to hover over the young eagle.
我告诉你，神有他的目的的。
I can assure you that God has His purpose.
你们猜猜看，神在三次要干什么？
Just guess what God is doing by hovering over you.
加快你的速度吗？掉下去的速度吗
？To accelerate your fall.
不是的。
No.
照着我这样子做。
He's teaching you how to do it.
照着我这样做，知道吗
？He's showing you how to do it.
所以那个小鹰可能听看不懂，就掉下去了。
Even the young eagle might just fall directly without
快要掉到地上的时候。
But right before the young eagle hits the ground.
老鹰再把它接起来。
The mother eagle will spread its wings and catch its young.
再飞到高地方。
And goes back to a high spot.
再把它放下来，再一遍。
And drop the young eagle again.
在它上面再三次。
And hover over its young again.
Follow me.
And ask.
跟着我这样做。还是看不懂。
The young eagle still doesn't get it.
继续掉下来。
Again and again.
再把它弄上去。
And again.
有一天或者有一次那个小鹰终于看懂了。
So eventually, the young eagle
got... 原来是要照着这样子。飞起来了飞起来了飞起来了。
You understand that the mother is teaching him how to do it and eventually, he learned how to fly.
也许第一次还飞得不是很好这个母鹰再把它捞起来再一遍。
Maybe the first flight is not strong enough and the mother eagle will train him again.
渐渐的扇动翅膀，越来越有力量了，
so,
越来越有力量。
Step by step, the hovering becomes stronger and stronger.
这次母亲不在下面把它接住了。
And finally, the mother eagle doesn't need to catch its young.
它可以开始飞了。
And the young eagles begin to take flight.
你就学习了。
In this way, the young eagle learned to fly.
你有没有这样被神训练过？
Have you ever been trained by God in this way?
你如果羡慕，神就会训练你
了。If you
你如果不训练，就继续关在笼子里面做那个 做那个 retired 的老鹰也可以。
God will train you this way, or if you want, you can be a retired eagle in a cage.
我们都有这样的基因。
We all have this flying DNA.
你要做一个飞鹰的子民。
You should be a people like the eagle.
所以他展翅接取，总是千钧一发，好像我们都觉得快完蛋了，哇，跌粉身碎骨了。神把我们接起来。
So always by, God always saves you by a hair, always at a crucial moment that you feel that you will be damaged. But God
所以保罗说，自己以为是必死的。
So Paul once said that he thought he was doomed to die.
没有希望了。
And there was no hope.
但是神总是把他拯救出来。
But God always delivered him from the plot.
然后把我们背在他的双翼上面。
And God carries us on his pinions.
哇，带我们好像上宾一样。
And treat us like an honored guest.
感谢神。
Thank God.
这样子反复的训练，你就已经离开你的。Comfort zone 了。
Through this training, you gradually get out of your comfort zone.
你开始成为一只真正的老鹰了。
You begin to be a real eagle.
不用再回到你原来的巢了。
You no longer need to go.
你可以翱翔在天空了。
And you can soar on the sky in the sky.
不只有这样的训练，还有乘风的训练。
So besides this kind of training, there's also the training to ride the wind.
来，我们来读这段的圣经。
Let's read this verse.
但等候耶和华的，必重新得力，必如鹰展翅上腾。他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。你累不累
？Do you feel weary？
身体累不累
？Are you physically tired？
工作上很累。
It might grow weary out of work.
读书考试也很累。
Or from study.
去参加 party 也很累。
Party can also be tiring.
有的人要说要去休假去玩几天，回来很累，要再休几天假。
And many people feel tired after taking a vacation, and they need a few days more off.
不只是身体累，你的精神累不累？
You might not only feel the physical fatigue, but also spiritually you can be tired.
现在的人很多人都有心理的毛病。
In nowadays, modern people have many psychological problems.
或者是沮丧。
Or frustrations.
或者是 burnout.
Or burnout.
Burnout 通常都不是体力上的劳累。
So burnout is usually not a physical thing.
Burnout 常常都是心里面的问题。
So it's really a psychological issue.
所以你累不累？像这里所讲的，他们奔跑不会困倦，行走却不会疲乏。
So can you be like this, that run and not grow weary, walk and not be faint?
做基督徒累不累？
Is it tiring to be a Christian?
有没有人说做累，我不想做基督徒了？
Does someone say that I'm tired of being a Christian?
这个也不能，那个也不能，这个要去追求，那个要去付上代价。
So I can do this, I can do that, that while I should pursue this and that and pay a lot of prices.
我累了。
I'm tired.
我不要做基督徒了。
I no longer want to be a Christian.
或者我休息一下，上帝啊，我请假。
Or I want to take a break, God.
还有没有人跟上帝请假了？
Do you ever petition for a break?
听说最近要考 final 了，我请假两个礼拜啊。
Have you ever said to God, God, it's time of final. I asked for two weeks off.
这些人奔跑不会困倦，行走不会疲乏，有他的秘诀的。
So these people, they have their secrets to run and not grow weary, to walk and not be faint.
你们有没有看过老鹰飞？
Have you ever watched an eagle fly?
除了小鹰它会展翅以外，
Beside the small eagles spreading its wings,
老鹰是不展翅的。
The
很少展翅的，不能说不展翅，很少这样扇动它的翅膀。
So a grown eagle rarely hovers.
不相信你们这些到外面去看看老鹰飞。
You might go out and watch the eagles fly.
下次你开车的时候就停在路边看一下，如果看到有老鹰就停一下看一下它怎么飞。
You might just watch an eagle from the street.
它不展翅怎么飞啊？
So how can an eagle fly without spreading its wings?
它怎么飞？
How does it work?
它就是滑翔啊。
So actually, he was gliding.
他就滑翔啊，你就看到那个老鹰呢，在天空就是这样子滑翔，翅膀没有在动的，但是他就一直在上面这样滑翔啊。
So you can see the eagle gliding without moving its wings much.
其他的鸟类啊，大部分都是拍动翅膀。
So you can see other birds constantly spread their wings.
唯有老鹰跟其他鸟类飞法不同的。
Eagles are quite different.
麻雀拍得最凶。这个蜂鸟了，蜂鸟，honey bee 拍的最快，每秒钟300下。
So the small birds tend to spread their wings more constantly.
然后这个麻雀也常拍动。
And sparrows also shake a lot of their wings.
燕子也是拍动翅膀。连 goose 都是拍动翅膀。
Goose also spread their wings.
但是只有老鹰不同啊，老鹰用滑翔的。
But most of the time the eagles are gliding.
你知道吗？你是老鹰呢。
Are you aware that you're an eagle?
你跟世界上的人是不同的。
You're different from other people.
因为你有神的 DNA.
Because you have the DNA of God.
你说话的方式，你的行走，你的为人处事是不同的，是分别为圣的。
The way you speak, the way you act, is different because you're separated to be sanctified.
那这个老鹰光光滑翔怎么能够飞起来呢？
So how can the eagle fly just gliding?
我为了要发现这个，我就特别跑去看老鹰飞，坐在那里看。
to discover his secret, I intentionally go to watch them fly.
这里圣经上说，等候耶和华的必重新得力。
It is said in the in this verse that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
They will soar on wings like eagles.
怎么样等候耶和华呢？
So how can we hope in the Lord?
我们就要学习老鹰怎么样等候。
So we should learn how to wait like an eagle.
他等候什么呢？
What is an eagle waiting for?
老鹰其实在飞的时候，你如果去看的话，它等候太阳升起来。
Usually the eagle waits until the sun rises.
太阳升起来以后，照射在地面上。
Then the sun shines upon the earth.
照射在石头上面，跟泥土。
Upon the rocks and the mud,
开始地上就产生了热气流
，and there began to be a hot air or thermal current on the ground.
这个热气流是一个旋转型的热气流。
And the thermal current had the shape of has spiral shape.
不好意思啊，就这么多专有名词。对，这个旋转的热气流在很多太阳照射热的地上都一直的上升。
And the thermal current will just goes upward.
所以这个时候老鹰就可以开始起飞了。
So that's when the eagle will take flight.
他就先拍动翅膀，找到一个气流。
He just spread the wings and until he find a thermal current.
他找到一个气流以后，他就不拍动他的翅膀了。
Then he stops.
他把翅膀伸直
he just stretched his wings,
然后就让这个气流把它顶上去
and ride on the hot air.
你就会看到老鹰就是这样子绕顺时钟或逆时钟就是开始照着这个气流就上升了
and you can see the eagle riding on the air flying up clockwise or counterclockwise.
所以你看到那个老鹰都是绕圆圈的
So you can always see the eagle flying in a circle.
然后当这个气流到最上面的时候，开始这个力量不大了。
So until he reaches a really high point and the current was not strong enough,
他就滑翔下来。
And the eagle will glide and come down.
滑翔碰到有另外一个气流。
Until he hits another current,
再上去。
And he will go up again.
然后再滑翔
and glide again.
然后再找另外一个气流
until he finds another current.
再上去
and again.
所以他就是一直在那里不用用到力量
So he doesn't need much effort to stay high in the air.
他在那里可以好几个钟头在那里飞翔
For hours, he can soar in the sky.
因为根本就是滑翔而已
Basically, he was just.
所以我们要等候耶和华的必重新得力。
That's why it said that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
神的力量要把我们提升起来。
God's power will raise you up.
但你要等候。
But you should wait for him.
就像他等候阳光出现一样。
Just like the eagle wait for the sunrise.
我们要等候神的光。公义的太阳照在我们的心中。
We will also wait for the light of justice of God to shine upon our hearts.
你就这边这个热气流就顶上去了。
So that we can catch this current of hot air.
这个圣灵的气流就带着你走了。
This current of Holy Spirit will lead you.
有圣灵的气流带领，你的基督徒生活就很轻松了。
And you will live a rather easy spiritual life by being carried by the current of the Holy Spirit.
所以以西结那里讲到叫做随灵而行。
So it's said in the book of Ezekiel that you should follow the Spirit.
圣灵告诉我们要做什么，我们就做什么。
You do what the Holy Spirit instructs.
圣灵说往东，你就说往东。
You go to the east if the Holy Spirit asks you to go.
圣灵告诉腓力说：“你去向那个人传福音，他就靠近埃提阿婆的太监。”
So the Holy Spirit instruct the Philip to preach the gospel to the Antioch.
圣灵告诉保罗说不要往这里去，保罗就不往这里去。
And the Holy Spirit forbade Paul to go to a certain place, and God, and then Paul just obeyed.
圣灵告诉保罗说要往马其顿去，他就到马其顿去。
And the Holy Spirit instructed Paul to go to Turkey?
Macedonia.
Macedonia.
所以神的灵带领我们，我们就很喜乐，而且是非常的不会那么艰苦了。
And we will feel full of joy and not so hard if we are carried by the Holy Spirit.
你愿意被圣灵带领吗？
Are you willing to be carried by the Holy Spirit? Hope in the Lord.
祷告神。
Pray to the Lord.
所以要训练的。
So it demands training.
第三，要冲刺的训练。
And third, there is this training to dash.
什么是冲刺的训练？
So what is the training of dash?
这个老鹰飞得很高。400公尺以上的高空。
So usually an eagle flies really high, like above 400 feet.
但是他看到下面有一只鱼在那个在浮在快要到水面上来了。
But when he spots a fish coming up to the surface of
water, 他的眼睛非常锐利。
He has very sharp sight.
他看见了就冲下来。
And he will just swoop down to the fish.
时速超过100英里。
And the speed can reach up to over 100 miles per hour.
非常的快。
So he goes really fast.
像子弹一样。
Like a bullet.
但是你如果有那么快的速度，你知道刹车是多难刹车吗？
But if you're driving at this speed, you know how hard it is to
所以我们在高速公路上面，我们都要间隔好几个车子。我们如果太快了，刹车要好几个车子才停下来，对不对
？That's why we need to be watchful for to the distance on the highway.
但是老鹰不用。
But the it's not necessary for the eagle.
神创造它的这个奇妙的功能。
So God's creation is marvelous.
直接冲下来就刹住车，就停在水面那里，抓着鱼就冲走了。
The eagle swoops down to his prey and stops right there, catch the prey and goes away.
你如果没有训练，就冲到水面去了。
Without training, the eagle will just dash into water.
或者是说，在那一直要刹车，一直要刹，那个鱼就被你吓跑了，就赶快跑，就跑掉了。
Or if it takes a long time or distance to slow down, the fish will just run away.
这需要训练的。
It actually requires training.
这就是冲刺的训练。
This is the training of spirit.
属灵上也要冲刺。
Spiritually, you also need this training.
要快就可以快，要停就可以停。
So you're able to speed up or to slow down.
你们要成为神的军队一样。
You will be the army of God.
神说，冲就一起上，大声喊叫，一起往前。
When God demands you to spurt, you just go for war.
像以色列人一样。
Like the Israel.
叫他们安静就安静。
And when God asks you to be quiet, you will be quiet.
安静哦，不可以讲话。
Absolutely quiet.
绕城，耶利哥。
And they will just go around the city of Jericho.
等到第七天绕了七圈的时候。
Until on the seventh day.
绕了第七圈。
On the seventh round.
叫喊吧。
And they cry out.
命令他们喊叫吧。
God demanded Israel to shout loud.
就大声喊叫。
And they cry out.
城墙就倒塌了。
Then the walls of Jericho just fall.
这是耶和华的军队。
This is the army of God.
要冲就可以冲，要刹车就可以刹车。
They can spurt or they can stop as they wish.
要喊就可以喊，要停就可以停。
They can shout or they can stop whenever they wish.
这是老鹰的训练。
This is the training of the eagle.
这段就不读了哈。最后，老鹰的飞高会一直的更新的。
Lastly, the flight of eagle will always be renewed.
他赦免你，然后我们一起来读，来，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕，他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如因返老还童。老鹰除了飞高是基因训练以外，它还要更新。
So the eagle does not only has the DNA and the training to fly, also the youth is renewed.
当老鹰活到一定的年龄。
So at a certain age,
它的这个喙这个啄子啊已经老化了。
It's a beak will grow aged.
它的爪子呢也都很长，都弯曲了。
And its claws will become long and curved.
它的羽毛啊很厚很丰富，也长了很多的虫子，所以也很就不好飞翔了。
And its feathers are no longer fit to fly.
他需要有一个新的生命。
And he needs a new life.
他怎么做呢？
So what did the eagle do?
这个老鹰很可能会找到一个隐秘的地方。
So the eagle will find a hidden place.
然后用他的喙开始来把他的羽毛一根一根的拔起来。
And pulls out his feathers one by one.
流血的还要把它拔出来。
Even with bleeding.
一根一根拔很痛，但他一根一根把它拔出来。
It's very painful.
他要需要经历这样的痛苦。
He needs to go through this pain.
如果他要能够再次飞翔的话。
If he wants to fly again.
拔完了以后，他的这个喙子在地上磨。
Then he just,
岩石上面磨。
Shaping his beak on the rocks.
磨到都出血了。
Until bleeding.
磨到这个喙子都这个多余的部分都被磨掉了。
Until it's until it's sharpened.
他这个时候全身都是伤痕。
And he will be full of wounds.
他没有办法飞翔。
And not be able to fly.
他只能够休息在那里。
He can only rest at that place.
他什么都不能够做。
Without doing anything.
他就躲在这个山洞里面。
Only staying in that cove.
也不吃
without eating.
可能就喝一点点的，可能有一些，因为喙子都受伤了，可能那个水也只能够沾一点点这个水。
And drinking a little water.
但是当这段时间过后，
but after this recovery period,
它的羽毛开始长出来，新的羽毛开始长出来。
New feathers start to grow out.
新的喙子开始长出来。
A new beak comes out.
一只全新的老鹰出现了。
And a new eagle appears.
神希望我们这样子。
And God wants you to do this.
如因老返老还童。
As your youth is renewed like the eagles.
因为他要救赎我们。
Because God wants to save you.
他医治我们。
God wants to heal you.
赦免我们一切的罪孽。
And forgive all your sins.
医治我们一切的疾病。
Heal all your diseases.
救赎我们脱离死亡。
Redeem your life from the pit.
神要不要这样子来使用你呢？
Will God do the same thing in your life?
神非常乐意。
God is very willing to do so.
也许在地上的事业会告一个段落。
Maybe your career will come to an end.
但是在神的家中没有退休的。
But there's no retirement in God's home.
没有退休的基督徒跟没有 part-time 的基督徒一样。
Just like there's no part-time or retired Christian.
神还能够再用我们。
God will use you again and again.
当我们愿意全部来更新。
If you're willing to be renewed.
也许会经过一些痛苦。
You might go through some pain.
所以旧的那些丰功伟业，旧的那些以前看为美好的东西，都要一一的把它拔除。
And you need to pull out your old accomplishments.
要开始要有新的生命在你的里面生长出来。
To let the new life grow out.
学习新的技巧。
So that you can learn new skills.
用新的眼光来看世界。
and look at the world from a new perspective.
更新你对上帝的爱。
And you can renew your love to God.
恢复起初的爱心。
And recover your initial love.
把你的生命献给耶稣。
And totally offer your life to Jesus.
我们从低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主求你帮助我们
God, may you help us.
帮助我们圣灵来更新我们的生命
May the Holy Spirit renew our life.
我们有太多的捆绑、捆锁缠绕我们
We have too many entanglements.
好像我们不能够快跑来跟随你
So that we are not able to run fast and follow you.
我们的思想捆绑我们
Our thoughts are bound.
我们观念捆绑我们
We're bound by our conceptions.
我们旧的习惯捆绑我们
Our old ways of life bound us.
主啊，求你救我们
God, deliver us from all
更新我们
Renew us.
让我们成为一个有更新的样式
So that we can have a renewed life.
让我们成为飞鹰的子民
So that we can be a people like the eagle.
就像你那样高飞一样
To soar on the high like you.
求主来赐福 Santa Barbara 这里所有弟兄姊妹们
May God bless all the brothers and sisters in Santa Barbara.
带领我们往更高处而去
And lead us to a higher place.
也帮助我们越过所有的难处
May God also help us surpass all the difficulties.
那些在有难处的弟兄和姊妹们
For the brothers and sisters who are in trouble
愿主的平安在你的里面
May God's peace be with you
愿主的力量在你里面
May God's strength be with you
等候耶和华的必重新得力
Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength
神没有放弃你
God never gives up on you.
神没有与你作对。
God never works against you.
再把你的信心定睛在神的身上。
You should fix your faith on God.
相信他。
Always believe in him.
他说你若后退我心里就不喜欢。
He doesn't like you to back up.
我们不是那些后退的人。
We're not those who back up.
主啊求你帮助我们。
God may you be our help.
祝福你的话语
Bless your own word
祝福这些弟兄姊妹
Bless these brothers and sisters
奉耶稣基督的名
We pray in Jesus Christ's name
Amen
Amen